This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the April 2023 Aries New Moon Solar Eclipse. The new moon takes place on April 19th, 2023 at 9:12 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. On April 20th, 2023 at 12:12 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 4:12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 29 degrees Aries 50. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Attributed to Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Oh, you're in a hurry. You're on a mission. And boy, have you got company, as in the rest of the entire world. But in your haste, remember that quote. And if that's more than you can manage right now, remember three words: begin, boldness, and power. They sum up the extraordinary force of April's Aries new moon. The impulsive, unpremeditated gusto of Aries has been running especially high this season, with amplifying Jupiter stoking the fires. Everyone's already feisty, excitable, and amped up. A lot of people are outright aggressive, combative, and stirring up fights. This new moon takes those inclinations to the max and hurtles them and all of us into the future. It's the year's second new moon in the sign, so far into the last degree that it's almost in Taurus. March's was at the very beginning of Aries. That degree leads to extreme expression of all traits Aries, which are combusting within individuals, situations, and events. Adding to its force, it's a total solar eclipse, visible only in strips of Australasia, which supercharges the lunation. On top of which, it's in a square, a demand for action, with Pluto, a solar eclipse in a Mars-ruled sign pressured by the Lord of Death and Rebirth? Nothing about this combo is subtle. Pluto is the agent of evolutionary change, ruler of power and secrets and subterranean impulses. The square to him pushes forces out of psyches, closets, backrooms, and all manner of other hidden places. It's like a plant sprouting through concrete with such velocity and ferocity that the concrete explodes. And because Pluto has only recently arrived at the first degree of Aquarius, this eclipse is christening and actually catapulting us into his 21-year visit to that sign. Pluto will retreat from and return to this degree multiple times through December 2024, a process acclimating us more and more to radical changes in society and technology. Each pass over this sensitized degree will trigger the energies of this eclipse and its hardwired Plutonian action. This event is also teeing up issues that will carry us through the next 2 years. This new moon launches eclipses through March 2025 on the Aries-Libra axis, which pits personal identity against relationships. We'll be revisiting, resetting, and rebooting the challenge of expressing our identity while maintaining relationships, from specific connections or agreements to the ground rules we operate by. The kickoff is weighted toward the individual and the future. A situation or person may well leave you, all eclipses blot something out, if it is not on the same trajectory. More likely, you may well leave a situation or person in the dust as you zoom ahead. Whichever way they happen, departures will be quick, possibly unexpected, unapologetic, and permanent, with no looking back. It's all part of moving into a different phase of existence and a different phase of how we get along with each other. Think of this solar eclipse as installing a new operating system. Remember what happens with a computer, phone, or device? It shuts down, and on timing you can't control, reboots. When it comes back up, it's changed. Some functions are gone or different. Some new ones are now present. It's an upgrade, in theory, although some learning curve or bugs may be involved. Keep this in mind as you set intentions and goals. If you go into the event with these in mind, they will be in the picture as impulses erupt, and you will have uncommon boldness and courage to run with them. Refer back to the introductory quote. You will probably not, however, be thinking them over much, or thinking much at all. Everything that launches now blazes with instinctive, organic life force, overriding social niceties and your usual internal constraints, and propelling you into personal superhero territory. You'll be feeling, burning with, and flying on this eclipse for months. Watch for a noticeable flare in issues in mid-May when Jupiter crosses the eclipse's degree and squares Pluto, still at the spot he's occupying at this eclipse. The next reboot, the next installment of Aries-Libra eclipses, will not come until fall, however. We're in overlapping eclipse families this year. April's solar eclipse is the pivot point between them. It's 10 minutes away from Taurus and conjunct the North Node in Taurus, which shows where we are collectively heading. All the departures and brash moves really are moving us ahead. The eclipse is ushering in the crossover from the resource-oriented Taurus-Scorpio eclipses of the past 2 years. They have been lighting up, clearing out, and shutting down issues of individual and joint finances, including what we own, what we invest in, and what we get back from investments. We'll get two more pulses of wrapping up at May's Scorpio full moon and late October's Taurus, which wraps up the cycle. Their worldly issues remain active factors as the Aries-Libra eclipses hurtle us forward now and again in October. Their energetic difference, dealing with shutting down or transforming financial sharing or investment matters, is putting stories of the past to rest, daring risk-taking action, and rearranging relationship dynamics are molding the stories of the future. Stretch, breathe, and dress accordingly. And you're off. You can get a 2-minute overview of Pluto in Aquarius in a short on my YouTube channel, Professional Aquarian. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I host the show Celestial Compass on Om Times Radio on the first and third Monday of every month at 5 p.m. Eastern. I also host lively conversation on Facebook, on the page Empowerment Unlimited, and in the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, including an introduction to Pluto in Aquarius, and I'm deeply grateful to the people who support my work there. I post on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.